With apologies to Imelda May, it's time for the Crash Course for the Ravers. So it's 1 o'clock straight up. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, where you just heard Imelda May, part of her doing Should Have Been You.
You're going to play the whole thing.
That's all right. We want to get out of the squeaky chair. We also heard Carolyn Aiken featuring Emily Saliers from the Indigo Girls and John Keane. We heard Broken Wings Heal. So thanks for listening. Big thanks to Monica Rizzio. Go see her at Club Passim on April 27th. And thanks for listening in. And stay tuned for You Know What It Is. You know what it is, and you know you're going to listen. It's Crash Course for the Ravers here on Something About the Women. No, that's not right. Ah. It's Crash Course for the Ravers here on 91.5 WMFO. And Brian has decided to play only folk music by women from now on. That is his... He swore to me... Oh, that's was it. That April Fool's?
Right after the title track, for the theme song. Yep, it's all that.
All folk music by women, because Brian has a sense of humor. All right, thanks for listening. See you next time.
Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. Crash course for the Ravers. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought out saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau's applied for aging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once had rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film. Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, these earphones are kind of comfy. I like my own better, but mine sound better. I left mine in the car.
These are all crinkly.
They're crinkly?
Staticky.
Crinkle tunnel! Something I got my cat.
Oh, yeah, the crink, but she...
Crinkle tunnel!
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Reavers Show. And, yes, April Fools will really play rock and roll for you. Happy April Fool's Day. What are we going to do? I don't know. We'll play songs with Fool in it, I guess.
There's a lot.
And just anything, you know. Foolery, foolish, fooling. And even bands with Fool in the title.
I can only think of one.
Well, and they're from Boston, too, so.
There's probably more than one.
I bet there's a ship of fools somewhere out there for a band. They gotta. I bet somebody did it. We'll do a threefer of Fools to start. Or more than that. If somebody is like, oh, you gotta play this one by the Fools. Because obviously, I mean, I've seen them a couple of times, but I don't know the names to all the Fools songs, you know? Couple of them. So if you have a favorite Fools song in mind, call right now, as we'll do it within this block. 855-915-9636. What's that? That's the call-in chime? What is that?
I don't know.
What do you got? Marie's got props on things over here. We'll start with this one. Let's try this. Let's get back to the real world on MFO.
I was looking at record sales the other day when I noticed the bullet heading the wrong way. A chill went to my heart. We live and die by the charts. I called my record rep and I said, hey. Your last one didn't sell too very well, and your market shares were good, but now they fell. I'll put this thought into your mind. You'd better save your own behind. These talks can be so inspirational. I don't wanna go back to the real world again. Don't send me back to the real world again. No more late nights. No more.
Too much sun. I don't wanna go back. Don't send me 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Yeah, how you people doing out there? Well, all right. Okay, well, I'm going to do a song now for all you cowboys and cowgirls. All you hombres and hombrets. This here is a song about life itself. A song about what happens when life sort of knees you down low, you know what I mean? Let me hear some yee-haws out there! It's a song about life as a spiraling force moving through the universe. Unencumbered by modular time concepts. It's called Life Sucks, Then You Die. My wife ran off with a one-legged plumber. The crops fell dead when the river bed went dry. My dog got squashed by a pickup truck. My son ran away and got hooked on drugs. My daughter's knocked up by the class of 85. People say that life is good. It don't seem to me. I'm lost without a paddle, and I'm headed up Shit Creek. People say that life is fun, but I don't know why. As far as I can tell, life sucks, then you die. My mother's grave. A team of experts say it won't do her no harm. But my sheep went crazy and killed my mule. I cut off my dick with a power tool, fixing the hole where a meteor hit the barn. And it hurts her. People say that life is good, but I just piss and moan.
WMFO in Medford, the Fools, on an April Fool's Day, Boston's own Fools. We love them. I wonder if they like celebrate.
Party,
do you think they celebrate big time on April Fool's Day? Like that's their Christmas? Or
why not?
It should be. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Happy April Fool's Day. Have a request. It's a crash course for the Ravers. 855-915-9636. Yeah, we did a block by the Fools. Now what do? Play songs with Fool in it? We can try that for a little while.
Why not?
I know I have to play a couple of things. Walter Noon, send me a CD. Please remind me to do that. Couple other people, I said I was going to do it, but you know what? I can't remember. So, you know, if you're listening, call in and remind me. That's what I tell them, too. You know, I'll try and do that, but call. 855-915-9636, because I can't remember everything that's for
or
sure.
Anything.
Or anything, for that matter. I remember how to play PSAs. There'll be more foolishness right after this on MFO.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Thank you.
I've been working all night long. Put my daughter on my knee. And she said, "Daddy, what's wrong?" She whispered in my ear so sweet. You know what she said? She said, out of town. But I go see her sometime. We make love so fine. I put my head on her shoulder. She said, "Tell me all your trouble." You know what she said? She said,
day after day, alone on a hill. The man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still, but nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud, but nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. And he never seems to notice, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning head. See the world spinning round. Oh, round, round.
You know I like you, but soon I have to show you the door. We've had our ups and downs, but I just cannot take it no more. You keep telling me next week it's gonna stop, but in a day or two we'll start right over, right from the top. You keep telling me, girl, I need you, I need you.
Recognize that band? Well, you should. It's the mother effing Cars.
The Cars.
From Boston. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Cars. Cool Fool. Before that, Cocktail Slippers. Fool for You. We had the Booby Traps. Fool for You. Another Fool for You. Different one. I think they were definitely different songs. I think I noticed, right? I don't know. I've been so busy. Tell me
if
it was.
I'm looking up songs.
Or maybe I had the wrong title there. I don't know. Beatles in there, The Fool on the Hill, Stones, Fool to Cry, Thomas Newman, Foolproof. Excuse me, that was gross. And then a big Fool's Block from the Boston's The Fools. 91.5 WMFO in Bedford. Yes, we're doing songs with Fool in the title, and I didn't think I'd have enough of them. So my apologies to Walter Noonan. We'll play something from your new album next week, I think. Unless I run out of Fool songs.
I don't think you will.
I don't think that's going to happen. I thought I'd have like five songs for this or something.
The word Fool is great.
it sure song. Is. I'm writing one right now. Here we go. Caller. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Rosie. Everybody, hi.
Hi.
What's up, Rosie? What's going on?
Well, not much.
Hey, thank you for the birthday gift.
I love the Booby Traps. They're awesome.
That was cool, huh?
I thought you'd like the Cars.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. Yeah, I love them.
What about the Cars? You heard of them?
Oh, well, of course. That's like a duh answer. Of course I love the Cars. It took me by surprise, though, because I wasn't expecting it. And I was just like, oh my God, the Cars.
Did you know that song?
Yeah, I've heard that song. Oh, yeah.
I actually, I gotta admit, I didn't remember it.
I have a CD.
Which CD was it? It must have been a newer one, kind of.
No, it's an older one.
I have a, like...
That must have been 80s, though, not 70s, right?
I have a CD of the Cars. It's like three CDs.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a big compilation, you're trying to say.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's, you know, protected, and it's... You know, taken care of, and nobody can borrow
it's in a vault. It's in a vault or something. She's
yep.
Rosie's a like huge adoring fan of Benjamin Orr, and she
is
actually
that what it is?
Sometimes
oh. Crush on Benjamin.
Sometimes she really
okay,
hates me because I actually like I went out drinking with Ben Orr one night.
She gets jealous.
Can't do it anymore. Rest in peace, Ben. He's been gone for what 15 years or something now. It's been a while.
It's too long. It never should have happened.
Right.
A fan of all people, but it does, and I miss him so much.
Right.
And
don't call in and go, it wasn't 15 years, because I don't know exactly. it's around that. All right, go ahead, Rosie.
2000 or 2003, I think he passed.
Yes, that sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
I think it was earlier, though, but...
No, it wasn't in the 90s. I know that.
I think
it was 2003.
That's what I thought. I thought it was late 90s.
Well, when he was done, he didn't last a year.
But that would be over 15. Yeah, that would be over 15 years. Oh, my God. Time's just flying. That's what it is.
Turning the drain.
All right.
Yeah, but...
What can we do for you, Rosie?
You know, we can still listen to him. We can still love him. We can still love the Cars.
Of course.
You know, I will always, always love the Cars, no matter what.
You should. Why wouldn't you?
Why would you stop?
All right.
Well, that's
no one's
true.
Asking you to.
I mean, that's true. Yeah. But I miss Ben. I really miss Ben. And every time I, you know, like I'll watch videos of him on YouTube just to watch Ben.
Right.
Ben was hot.
I don't know about that.
He was
just
so talented. What'd you say?
I said, I don't know about that. He was a good singer and bassist. I don't know
he
if he's hot. I don't know about that stuff.
Well, figuratively, you think he's hot. But anyway, you just haven't told anybody. But what I was going to request was some 60 Stone.
Oh,
when
yeah?
When I first turned it on, it was Fool to Cry.
Right.
And I was like, oh, cool.
Yep.
But then I thought, okay, maybe he'll play... some old, because you know I love the old Stones.
You're going to have to remind me. I can't remember. I would have done a twofer if I knew another Stones Fool song. What is it?
Well, I had just walked in the house, and I've been gone, and you know, so I just turned it on, and that's what was on, and I was like,
would it be called
cool.
Just Your Fool, the Rolling Stones?
Junkyard Who?
No, actually, that's, they actually, on their newest album, Blue and Lonesome, I just found out, they have Just Your Fool. It's an old blues song. Go ahead, though.
Anything that's, like, old Stones.
Does it have the word fool in it?
That's what I'm requesting.
Does it have the word fool in it?
Yeah.
That's the theme of the day.
Yeah, are you daft? I thought you were going to tell me that there was a 60s Stone song with Fool in the title. No? get off my phone!
No, I'm being nice.
All right.
I'm going to be nice.
You got to be nice.
Why?
For once.
I thought you were being nice. You might have been being a little, I don't know.
Sarcastic?
No.
No.
Idiotic.
Oh.
No.
We're playing fool songs, Rosie. I thought you were going to tell me there was a Stone song I missed from the 60s with Fool in the title, obviously.
I don't have the Blues and Lonesome CD.
All right. I'll play you that Stone song.
So buy it for me and send it to me.
Okay. You got it. Thank you for the birthday gift, by the way. She sent me a Stone sticker.
You're getting older.
I sound old because I'm yelling at you.
Well, quit yelling at me, and you wouldn't sound so old as you are.
All right.
And, you know, save your voice. You got to sing.
I know. That's why it actually sounds like this.
Don't yell at Rosie. Rosie will yell at you.
If you have to know,
I don't have to sing.
God! If you have to know, I was belting out the songs Thursday night at practice. That's why I'm kind of, ugh. But.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay.
Okay, we're taking up way too much time with Rosie here. Thank you for the call.
No, there's never too much time with Rosie. Okay. But anyway.
You got it.
Old Stones, please.
Well, we got Stones doing an old song. New Stones doing an old song. All right?
Okay, cool.
All right.
Right on.
There you go.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks,
Bye.
Rosie. Bye.
Bye.
New Stones, old song, MFO.
I love you, baby. Somebody's fool. Somebody's fool. Somebody's fool.
91.5 WMFO in Bedford. Fog Hat. You know, I saw them in my hometown, Scituate.
You did.
Scituate Harbor, yes. Down at Megan's Place, which I bet a lot of people, you know, the older musicians who listen to this show from around here, you probably remember Megan's Place as the Bellboy. Cars used to play there. JL's used to play there. It's a happening place down in little Scituate Harbor.
I don't remember it now. It's just a couple towns away. Yeah. Who knew? Just
cool spot. And it was still pretty cool when it was Megan's Place. Like, I saw a Fog Hat there. Saw Boston's Return to Zero there. It was like members of Boston. Who else did I see there? I saw a couple of good ones there. I don't know. I'll remember later.
You will.
Met Mark Parento there. I think he was Wanda. I don't know.
Well, that's pretty...
Who knows? He was being weird, but I won't get into that. 91 point, after years later, looking back, I'm like, oh yeah, Mark is creepy.
Oh, okay.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, I do know Frank Zappa's Dancing Fool. Thank you for the call. But maybe we'll...
And I think Mike mentioned it also.
Did he? Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mike Stewart.
He's
mentioning a lot
like
of great
stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff I didn't know of that he's... We're adding them in here. But I'm gonna try Butthole Surf is doing Dancing Fool. If it's exactly the same, I won't play Frank Zappa. You know,
okay, but I think you should play
We might do them back to back. We'll see. We'll see how different they are.
Okay.
This is Butthole Surfers on 91.5 WMFO in Medford on a crash course for the Ravers.